Today is Thursday, the 10th of September, 2026. We are glad you chose to join us as we seek God's face this morning. Our Minute with the Master today is from Psalm 59, verse number 16. But as for me, I will sing about your power. Each morning I will sing with joy about your unfailing love, for you have been my refuge, a place of safety when I'm in distress. I remember during a particular worship service, the church choir began singing the song, "Praise is What I Do." Someone in the audience began patting their feet to the beat. Someone else began swaying from side to side, keeping rhythm with the song. Another person began bopping his head to the music. Someone from the back of the church shouted, "Hallelujah." As the song progressed, everyone was on their feet, hands raised in the air, bodies swaying from side to side with smiles on their faces, praising God with loud voices. The song had created an atmosphere of celebration. In our scripture this morning, the psalmist reminds us that praise sets us free, and we should sing praises to God every single day. The psalmist did not say, sing if you have a trained voice. He did not say, sing if you can carry a tune or if you can sing in the right note. But he instructed us to use the voice God gave us to sing praises to him as often as we get a chance. The reminder for you today is this. There is power and deliverance in your praise. When your praises go up, God's strength will come down. When your praises go up, God's strength will come down, and he will give you discernment to know the answer to that pressing problem. He will hush your spirit and enable you to hear his voice clearly. His sustaining power will flow through you and give you hope you did not know you had within you. And he will speak to you in a still small voice, a voice that will give you the assurance that what you are about to do is the right thing. There is indeed power and deliverance in your praise. Our prayer team this morning is Elder Timms and Sister Sandra. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sister Sandra.
Thank you, Sister Prince, and good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions on this thankful Thursday are as follows. For Javante L. of Tallahassee, 30 years old, his cornea has been damaged by eye injections, and now he is losing his sight. We are praying for the Lord to miraculously restore his sight and reverse his health condition. For the young man who has been diagnosed with glaucoma, we are praying for total healing of his right eye. We are also praying for God's guidance and favor in his career and personal life. For Joseph L., 86, of Tallahassee, he was just released from the hospital in Gainesville. We ask the Lord to cover him with his healing power and make him whole. For Mrs. May, she is hospitalized and is in ICU. We pray for the Lord to breathe his healing power into her body and make her well. For Carol S., she is battling cancer. We pray for her body to normalize, the disease to be destroyed, and for her to be healed. For caregivers everywhere, we pray for your trust in God to be strengthened, for God to grant you rest in your body and your mind, for God to hush your spirit and keep you close to him as he works things out. For those in counseling and rehab treatment, we pray for their continued commitment, a breakthrough in their insight, understanding, and revelation and total healing. For everyone on the call this morning, we pray for God to walk through the day with you and direct you on your path. We ask Him to fill you with His presence. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Thank you, and God bless you.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, for another day, another opportunity. God, we thank you for the very breath and the air that we breathe this morning. The activities of our limbs and blood is pumping in our veins this morning. We praise you for life and that more abundantly. We praise you, God, because you are our God this morning. We praise you for a roof over our head, clothes for our back, shoes for our feet. We believe in transportation and occupation for everybody on this line. We praise you, God, because we enter into your gates this morning with thanksgiving, thanking you, God, for what you have already done. We ask you now to forgive us of all of our sins and our shortcomings, those things that we've done, we said, may not have been pleasing in your sight. Forgive us, Lord, and wash us and cleanse us, because we don't want nothing between you and us. God, we thank you for being that bridge over troubled water this morning, being that lifeline in the ocean. Yes, God, being that lily in the valley, being the bright and morning star, we thank you. Oh, God, we know that you are our healer, and we know that miracles yet happens with you. But them that are going through in their body diagnosis with diseases, eye infection, eye damage, God, you nailed it on the cross over 2,000 years ago. You nailed it. You took up all of us up and nail it on the cross. Oh, we plead and apply the blood of Jesus over every sick body this morning, everybody that's going through in their body, them that are in the hospital, God, them that are going through a battle with cancer, them that are going through eye surgery, them that have eyes that are failing. You created the eyes. Yes, Lord Jesus, you made every part of our body. And God, because you made it, you know all about it. We plead and apply the blood of Jesus. And we say, see now. We say, see in the name of Jesus. We say, be whole and be healed in the name of Jesus. It is by your stripes that we've been made whole. Yes, Lord Jesus, if you can make the boy sea, God, with the lava in dirt. Surely, surely, oh God, we touch our eyes this morning. They see this morning. Be healed and be whole. The disease that's on the horizon, God, them that are going through with kidney failure, oh God, lungs, cancer, you nailed it on the cross. Oh, we desire, God, we desire to do your will. We desire, oh God, to tell of your goodness. We desire. Yes, God, to live in the land of plenty. Yes, Lord. So we speak wholeness. We speak healness in the name of Jesus. We pray now for the strength of caregivers, that you strengthen them, you motivate them, you give them outs when they need it, give them rest when they need it. In the name of Jesus, let them move in wisdom and understanding, oh God. Send them help in the name of Jesus. Send them help, God. Strengthen them for the task at hand. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for breakthroughs. We thank you, God, that we declare this morning that we are above and not beneath. We declare and decree and that we are whole people. Nothing broken, nothing shattered, nothing profane, nothing that is infuriated with diseases, but we are whole in the name of Jesus. We're blessed going in and we're blessed coming out. Yes, God, we are above and not beneath. Yes, God. And those that wait upon the Lord, he will renew your strength and you will mount up like wings of an eagle. Help us to wait on you, God. Let the fruit of the Spirit be evident in our lives. Yes, even in crazy times, chaos time. Yes, Lord, let it be known that we don't come apart. We stay together, and the fruits of the Spirit will be evident in our lives. Bless our bread and our water. Yeah, God, and take the disease from among us. Yes, Lord, put us in a bubble. God, a supernatural bubble. That no diseases and no infection will penetrate our bodies, our loved one bodies. Bless our children and our children's children. Protect our grandchildren as they go to school. We declare this morning that they are strong and full of courage. Oh God, and they have the ability to learn. We pray that you download every answer into their brain, because you made the brain, you made the body. Yes, God, we thank you now. We get suited up this morning with the whole armor of God, for Satan is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may defile. He's coming, oh God, to wear the saints out. But the Bible says, if we pray, he'll flee. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians to put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to stand. So we dress appropriately this morning. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we magnify you. We pray for our family members, our friends, our associates, and our enemies too. Yes, God. We say today is a better day yeah, than it was on yesterday. Yeah, when we put it in the atmosphere, we won't be frustrated or aggravated about anything, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Help us, oh God, to keep that in the forefront. Help us. Whatever we come up against, you didn't give us the spirit of fear, but that of love and power and a sound mind. We pray that wisdom be our coat today. Yes, Lord, let us wear it well. And understanding and knowledge be the hat that we put on. Thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your favor upon our lives. Thank you for a good day, and thank you for good reports and miracles. We bless you. We bless you, and we honor you. We adore you, because there's nobody like you, and can't nobody do what you do. Great is thy faithfulness. And thank you for renewing mercy daily. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank God. And thank you, Elder Timms. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Thursday morning. Goodbye.